Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. Iran attacks Israel. I'm Dave Packer. Israel's war cabinet meeting today, but no final decision made regarding a response to Iran's Saturday night attack. Hundreds of drones and missiles fired from Iran, most intercepted by Israel and its allies before they reached Israel. ABC's Mary Alice Parks.
It has been interesting how much the U.S. has wanted to project that this was a unified global response in defense of Israel. The message from this White House has been that the international community was largely standing with Israel and actively working to defend Israel.
Meanwhile, today, an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council, Ambassador Robert Wood of the U.S.
The best way to prevent such escalation is an unambiguous condemnation from the Council of Iran's unprecedented large-scale attack and an unequivocal call on it and its proxies and partners to refrain from further violence.
This is ABC News. Oklahoma authorities have arrested four people in connection with the disappearance of two Kansas moms. Jillian Kelly and Veronica Butler were going to pick up Butler's children on March 30th, but they never arrived. They've been missing for nearly 2 weeks now after their car was found abandoned near the Oklahoma-Kansas border. ABC's Abby Ray in Wichita has more.
All four people arrested were booked into Texas County's jail for two counts of first-degree murder, two counts of kidnapping, and one count of conspiracy to commit murder in the first degree. OSBI says they're still looking for the Hugoton women, and the charges of those arrested is based off of evidence involved in the investigation.
And police say foul play is suspected. ABC News is among a group of five broadcast and cable news networks, along with major print, wire, and radio organizations, urging President Biden and former President Trump to debate this fall. Now, this move comes amid an election cycle in which debates have been met with uncertainty from both Biden and Trump. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. Clear and quiet tonight with a low of 44, mostly sunny tomorrow, high 75, and increasing clouds tomorrow night. It'll be turning breezy with a low of 46. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at around 3 to 5 miles per hour, and it's still sunny, and our current temperature is 80 degrees.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Today is Sunday, April 14th. Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. Two tribal nations have filed a lawsuit against several social media companies, including the parent companies of Facebook, Snapchat, and Google. They accuse the companies of contributing to the high rates of suicide among Native American youth. The Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin and the Spirit Lake Tribe in North Dakota filed the suit in Los Angeles this week. A 54-year-old Minnesota man has been convicted in the slaying of a 17-year-old high school student and stabbing of four other people who were tubing on a western Wisconsin river. Minnesota Public Radio reports that a Wisconsin circuit court jury on Thursday found Nikolai Mayu guilty of first-degree reckless homicide, four counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety, and one count of battery. Isaac Schumann was stabbed to death in 2022. Investigators said in court documents that Mew attacked the group after people accused him of approaching children in the water. Mew told investigators that he acted in self-defense. The Richland County Highway has noticed a need to initiate a higher level of maintenance regarding rural roadside vegetation management, primarily the eradication of noxious invasive plant species. Invasive species within the road, right-of-way, and adjacent properties can pose significant health risks to highway workers, utility workers, emergency responders, and anyone else utilizing the right-of-way. In the coming month, you may notice crews spraying these areas to help control and eradicate wild parsnip and other harmful invasive weed species. Crews have been trained and certified in applying Environmental Protection Agency certified herbicides. These herbicides are plant specific and will not hurt native plants. This means grasses, milkweed, and other native plants will flourish, helping out wildlife and pollinators. The Richland County Highway Department's intention is to spray all state roads. The window of opportunity will be dictated by the weather. However, they anticipate 3 weeks of spraying starting tomorrow. For more information, contact the Richland County Highway Shop at 608-647-4707 and State Superintendent Lonnie Hatch at 608-604-7623. The International Crane Foundation has recently established a Middle East crane conservation group. Shooting of cranes in the Middle East has resulted in the extirpation of or disappearance of critically endangered Siberian cranes that recently wintered in Iran and India. Now there is a growing evidence that the uncontrolled shooting in several nations in this region is resulting in the decline of migratory populations of Demoiselle and Eurasian cranes. The Middle East Crane Conservation Group includes kindred spirits in many Middle East nations. The Middle East Crane Conservation Group is supporting colleagues in Pakistan and Turkey in their efforts to help the cranes. You are invited to a webinar to learn more about the Middle East Crane Foundation Conservation Group and International Crane Foundation in Baraboo on Tuesday at 11. Learn about the International Crane Foundation's history in the Middle East, current activities, and future aspirations for welfare of cranes in the region. Register for the webinar at savingcranes.org/webinars. The Department of Workforce Development Wisconsin Fast Forward grant is available to help prepare students for high-demand careers. Up to $504,894 in grant funds are available to Wisconsin school districts through the expanded Wisconsin Fast Forward program. The funds support projects to train students to use advanced manufacturing tools and equipment. Award amounts range from $5,000 to $50,000. These grants reimburse school districts for the costs of purchasing and installing technical education equipment used in vocational training and technical education in advanced manufacturing fields. Funds also cover the costs for equipment operation, software, and instructional materials. Grants support technical education and reduce higher education costs through dual enrollment credits, industry-endorsed certificates, and technical endorsements on high school diplomas. Applications must be sent by 3 this Tuesday. Find additional information or download an application on the Wisconsin Fast Forward Program website at WisconsinFastForward.com. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding drivers to stay alert and give space to adopt a highway volunteers who routinely collect trash and recyclables along the state highways. In 2023, Wisconsin Adopt a Highway group collected 180 tons of trash and recyclables. Nearly 15,000 volunteers helped pick up trash last year, which is a significant increase from 11,000 volunteers in 2022. Wisconsin DOT encourages more people to get involved. An interactive map shows highway segments maintained by Wisconsin's 3,000 Adopt-a-Highway groups, but more than 2,300 miles of state highway are still available for adoption. Adopt-a-Highway workers are asked to clean up their assigned 2-mile state highway segment at least 3 times per year. County highway crews gather the bagged materials for proper disposal. Automated forms on the Adopt-a-Highway website streamline more routine cleanup efforts. As part of the program, Wisconsin DOT furnishes safety vests, highway worker signs, a safety training video, trash bags, and 2 permanent signs identifying the group. Each group must provide 1 adult supervisor for every 5 or 6 volunteers. Groups do work our groups do not work in dangerous areas like medians, bridges, or steep slopes. Wisconsin DOT reminds drivers to buckle up, put the phones down, and follow speed limits on Wisconsin highways, especially when these volunteer groups are working along the roadside. Learn more at wisconsindot.gov/adoptahighway and watch a video about the Adopt a Highway program. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced that fire management crews will conduct prescribed burns on DNR properties throughout the southern half of the state. Many plant communities in Wisconsin would cease to exist in their ideal state without fire to restore the balance in these communities. The DNR's prescribed burns are conducted for the health of these ecosystems and mimic the natural benefits that fire historically provided. These benefits include removing invading brush, decreasing dead grass and leaf litter, and promoting the growth of native fire-dependent vegetation. Wildlife that uses these areas benefit from improved nesting habits, an increase in forage quality, and abundance and higher rates of success in rearing young. To avoid negatively impacting rare species, DNR biologists and ecologists closely monitor their presence and emergence after winter and avoid burning in these areas once they are detected. When conducting prescribed burns near roads or recreational trails, the DNR will post signs to notify the public. For your safety, please avoid these areas while the burn is being conducted. The DNR also notifies local law enforcement and fire officials in advance about when and where prescribed burns will take place. For a look at current and planned DNR prescribed burns, visit the DNR prescribed fire dashboard. WRCO News time is 5:11. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today is Sunday, April 14th. Michael Slick Laufenberg, age 76, of Montfort, died Thursday at home. A memorial service will be held Tuesday at 11:30 at the Montfort United Methodist Church. Friends may call at the Montfort United Methodist Church Tuesday from 9 until the time of service at 11:30. The Soman Larson Funeral Home in Montfort is assisting the family. In lieu of plants and flowers, donations may be made to the UW Health Transplant Center, National Kidney Foundation, or American Heart Association. Michael Slick Laufenberg, age 76, of Montfort. Jim Waterman, age 80, of Richland Center, died today, surrounded by his family. Funeral services will be held Friday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from noon until the time of service at 2. Jim Waterman, age 80, of Richland Center. Kenneth W. Stanichka, 82, of Muscadet, died Wednesday at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in St. John the Baptist Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Services of Muscadet is assisting the family with their arrangements. Kenneth W. Stanichka, 82, of Muscadet. Lisa Everson, 64, of DeSoto, died April 6th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, July 7th, at 11 at Black Hawk Park near DeSoto. The The Sealand Funeral Home in Coon Valley is assisting the family. Lisa Everson, 64, of DeSoto. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Norma Garcia Manuel and Eusabio Bartolo Martinez had a son, Matthews Moses.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hey there, I hope you've had a chance to enjoy the beautiful spring weather today across southwest Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Douglas Schumacher. As we take a look at the satellite picture this afternoon, barely a cloud in the sky across the upper Midwest. High pressure currently sliding in from the Dakotas and will approach Wisconsin during the overnight hours tonight into tomorrow morning. That's going to keep things clear overnight and quite calm as well, so temperatures will tumble even though we had highs in the upper 70s to low 80s across the region. We'll still have lows in the 40s overnight tonight thanks to those clear skies. Into tomorrow, it'll be a couple degrees cooler as the winds start to shift more out of the northeast. However, the next big change in our forecast starts on Monday night into Tuesday as a large low pressure system wraps up over the central United States, bringing potentially multiple rounds of severe weather to parts of the plains. As we get into Tuesday morning, showers and thunderstorms will become likely. It'll be quite windy as well. There are going to be multiple rounds of showers and storms on Tuesday, with the heaviest possibly Tuesday evening into the overnight. Then into Wednesday, more showers possible, gradually ending by the evening, and it'll be cooler for the rest of the week with just a few spotty chances for some light rain showers. Your forecast for this evening, clear skies with a low of 44 overnight tonight, winds from the northwest 2 to 6. On Monday, mostly sunny, high 75, winds variable 3 to 8. Monday night, increasing clouds. Clouds turning breezy, low 46, winds from the east 10 to 16. On Tuesday, windy and cooler with periods of heavy rain and thunderstorms. A few of the storms could be strong, mainly during the evening hours into the overnight. High 62, winds from the east 18 to 30 and gusty. Looking ahead to Wednesday, mostly cloudy and breezy with occasional showers and a few thunderstorms, gradually ending by the evening, low 55, high 64. On Thursday, peaks of sun, breezy and cooler, spotty light rain showers possible later in the day, low 43, high 56, and on Friday, partly sunny, breezy, and cooler yet, low 34, high 51. Into next weekend on Saturday, frosty early, otherwise some sunshine, low 30, high 51 degrees. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Douglas Schumacher. Have a great week.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny and 80 degrees after a daytime high of 81 and a morning low of 53. Yesterday's high was 72 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 2003 is 87 degrees with a record low of 18 set back in 1957. Last year's high was 82 with a low of 49. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:43 with sunrise tomorrow morning at 6:20. The winds are out of the southwest at 5 to 7 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.72, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 80 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are five-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.
The Richland Center High School baseball game against River Valley, which was scheduled for this Tuesday, has been moved to tomorrow because of the inclement weather forecasted for Tuesday. Once again, Richland Center High School baseball game against River Valley, which was scheduled for this Tuesday, has been moved to tomorrow because of the inclement weather forecasted for Tuesday. Jackson Holliday delivered his first big league hit in the seventh inning, then scored the tie-breaking run to help the Baltimore Orioles avoid a sweep with a 6-4 victory over the Milwaukee Brewers. Holliday's baseball's top-ranked prospect struck out in his first two at-bats and was 0-13 with 9 Ks since his call-up before he singled with the Orioles down 4-3 in the seventh. Gunnar Henderson followed with a tying single, and then Holliday scored when Adley Rutschman bounced into a double play. Colton Kowser went deep the following inning for Baltimore's third solo homer of the day. Milwaukee went 2-for-17 with runners in scoring position. Tomorrow, the Milwaukee Brewers start a three-game home series against the San Diego Padres. First pitch will be at 6:40, and you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Pre-game will start at 6:05. And many people were wondering how Corbin Burnes would do against his former ball club after the trade during the offseason. The former Cy Young winner, Corbin Burnes, allowed a home run to the first batter of the game against his former team. Milwaukee's new ace left after five innings against the Milwaukee Brewers with the score tied. Burnes allowed 2 earned runs, 6 hits, and 2 walks, but he struck out 5 and pitched out of trouble on multiple occasions. Some of those jams were self-inflicted. A throwing error by Burnes led to an unearned run in the fourth inning. Mark Canha's 2-run double highlighted a 4-run eighth inning for the Detroit Tigers as they rallied to beat the Minnesota Twins 4-3. The Tigers trailed 3-0 after 7 innings but took the lead against Caleb Thielbar and Griffin Jacks. Javier Baez hit a solo homer off Thielbar to make it 3-1. Thielbar, making his season debut, allowed 2 singles to put runners at the corners with 1 out, and Canha's tied it with a double off Jacks. Spencer Torkelson put the Tigers ahead with an RBI single. Will Vest got the win with 1 2/3 innings of scoreless relief. Jason Foley pitched the ninth for his 4th save. Okay, elsewhere in the major leagues today, it was the Pirates defeating the Phillies 9-2. The Red Sox beat the Angels 5-4. It was the Blue Jays over the Rockies 5-0. The Braves beat the Marlins 9-7. The Guardians defeated the Yankees 8-7. It was the Mets over the Royals 2-1. The Rays beat the Giants 9-4. The Astros defeated the Rangers 8-5, and it was the Reds over the White Sox by a score of 11-4. Also, games going on right now include the Nationals are at the Athletics, and the Athletics are leading that game 7-6 in the bottom of the seventh. The Cubs are leading the Mariners 3-2 in the bottom of the eighth. In the top of the eighth, it's the Diamondbacks leading the Cardinals 5-0. And there's one game that's got to be played yet, and that'll be this evening, and that will be the Dodgers hosting the Padres. Honored by the New York Mets with the retirement of his number 16 on Sunday, Dwight Gooden recounted how his career in Queens was cut short by drugs and alcohol, forcing him to sign across town ahead of the 1996 seasons. When he mentioned the Yankees, fans booed. "I'm always a Met," he said three times, prompting cheers. The 59-year-old played for the Mets from 1984 through 94, winning the 1984 National League Rookie of the Year, and the 1985 National League Cy Young Award. He went 194 and 112 with a 3.51 ERA and 2,293 strikeouts in 16 big league seasons. Paolo Banchero had 26 points and 11 rebounds. Jonathan Isaacs had 10 points, 8 rebounds, and 3 blocks in his second start of the season, and the Orlando Magic avoided a play-in spot with a 113-88 win over the Milwaukee Bucks. The win left them in fifth place in the Eastern Conference. Chris Middleton and Bobby Portis scored 17 points each for the Bucks. Damian Lillard scored 16 points on 2-for-14 shooting for Milwaukee, whose playoff position was pending results of other season finales. The Bucks played again without Giannis Antetokounmpo, who has a lower leg strain that had left his availability for the playoffs in question. Jalen Brunson capped one of the best regular seasons in franchise history with his 11th 40-point game, carrying the New York Knicks into the number 2 seed in the Eastern Conference with a 120-119 overtime victory over the Chicago Bulls today. The Knicks finished 50-32, their best season since going 54-28 and also earning a number 2 seed in 2012 through 2013. They moved past Milwaukee after the Bucks lost earlier and will await the winner of the play-in game between Philadelphia and Miami on Wednesday. Brunson finished with 40 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists, and tied Patrick Ewing for the second most 40-point games in one season by a Knicks player. And this being the last regular season game of the NBA season, pretty much all the NBA teams are complete and have finals. First of all, the Pacers defeated the Hawks 157-115. The Celtics beat the Wizards 132-122. It was the Heat over the Raptors 118-103. The Knicks defeated the Bulls 120-119. The Hornets beat the Cavaliers 120-110. And it was the 76ers over the Nets by a score of 107-86. And the Nuggets beat the Grizzlies by a score of 126-111. It was the Kings beating the Trailblazers 121-82. The Warriors beat the Jazz 123-116. The Thunder defeated the Mavericks by a score of 135-86. The Spurs beat the Pistons 123-95. It was the Suns over the Timberwolves 125-106. The Rockets beat the Clippers 116-105. And the Lakers defeated the Pelicans 124-108. Orlando blew out Milwaukee, Indiana blew out Atlanta, Philadelphia blew out Brooklyn, and Miami blew out Toronto. And all that meant nothing on the bottom half of the Eastern Conference playoff chase changed on the final day of the regular season. It'll be 8th-seeded Miami visiting 7th-seed Philadelphia in an East play-in game on Wednesday, followed by 10th-seeded Atlanta visiting 9th-seeded Chicago in an elimination game later that night. The Heat 76ers winners will face New York in round one of the playoffs, and the Heat 76ers losers will play host to the Hawks Bulls winner on Friday night. Wisconsin and Marshall will face each other in 2028 at Wisconsin's Camp Randall Stadium. The game will take place September 2nd, 2028. It is scheduled to serve as the season opener for both teams. Wisconsin and Marshall have played against each other just once before. Wisconsin beat the Thundering Herd 51-14 at Madison in 2008. Marshall also had upcoming games with Big Ten teams at Ohio State this year and at Penn State in 2026. The Ohio State game is scheduled for September 21st. The playoff races across the NHL are coming down to the final week of the regular season. 7 of the 8 games Monday night have some impact on either who goes in or who or where teams are seated. The New York Islanders can clinch a spot by beating the rival New Jersey Devils, the Washington Capitals against Boston, Pittsburgh Penguins against Nashville, and Detroit Red Wings against Montreal are playing to stay in the mix. Out west, Edmonton and Los Angeles are jockeying for positioning with winnable games at home. And Caitlin Clark made a surprise appearance on Saturday Night Live during the show's Weekend Update segment. The Iowa star is in New York for the WNBA draft, which will be held tomorrow night, where she's likely to be the top pick for the Indiana Fever. The NCAA Division I all-time leading scorer showed up after anchor Michael Che made a joke about Iowa retiring Clark's jersey. Che read some more jokes that Clark said she wrote that made fun of the comedian. Clark then delivered a heartfelt message about her basketball future while thanking all the great players who came before her. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home. Families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
Take the first step towards transforming your landscape into a more environmentally friendly space for you, the pollinators, and our community. Join Melinda Myers on April 27th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Learn about manageable strategies to approach your landscaping from the ground up with the results that will fit your lifestyle and landscape goals. You'll get an overview of environmentally friendly lawn and garden maintenance and learn simple steps that can make a big difference. Tickets are available at ridgesandriversbookfestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
100.9 WRCO. I remember it like it was yesterday, 'cause it was. And I was letting the sun and the rum just do what it does. I threw my phone in the water, little push off the dock. She was packing her bags, I was popping her top. Is she gone for the summer, gone for the night, gone for the weekend or the rest of my life? Was she laughing, was she crying as she walked away? I can't say. I was on a boat that day, the river was rolling, I was getting my flow on. She was telling me so long, I was already so long gone. Hey, she could have been halfway to Houston, but I didn't care. I was drunk as a skunk, eating lunch with a cross-eyed bear. You've been there. She was looking for something better than me. I was looking for nothing, just riding the breeze. Is she gone for the summer, gone for the night, gone for the weekend or the rest of my life? Was she laughing, was she crying as she walked away? I can't say. I was on a boat that day, the river was rolling, I was getting my float on. She was telling me so long, I
like it was yesterday, cause it was. And I still got a buzz and she gone for the summer, gone for the night, gone for the weekend or the rest of my life. Was she laughing, was she crying as she walked away? I can't stay. I was on a boat that day, the river was rolling, I was getting my float on, she was telling me so long. I was on a boat that day, the river was rolling, I was getting my float on, she was telling me so long.
Land. Your dreams crushed and scattered like a million grains of sand. I'd love to be your redemption, but I am just a man. I may never be a hero, but I'm a rock you can lean on. If I
pocket going jang-a-lang-a-lang. Gonna call you on the telephone, gonna give you a ring. But each time we talk, I get the same old thing. No hug and no kiss until I get a wedding ring. I said, my honey, my baby, don't keep my love up on no shelf. She said, don't get in old lines and keep your hands to yourself. Same way. That's when she told me a story about free milk and a cow. She said, no hugging, no kissing till I get a wedding vow. I said, my honey, my baby, don't keep my love on no shelf. She said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Talking about sin. I said, well, honey, I live with you for the rest of my life. She said, no hugging, no kissing till you make me your wife. I said, but honey, my baby, don't keep my love up on no shelf. She said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
Try to ring on.
that was Tiger Lily, Tiger Lily Gold with I Tried a Ring On. That kind of threw me off because Tiger spelled with an I, so it's T-I-G-I-R-L-I-L-Y. So I think it's got a play on it because it's a girls group, so it's got Tiger Lily. So I think that's what happens. When I looked at it, I'm like, what? But yep, it's Tiger Lily Gold, so a good one by them, and I Tried a Ring On. And right now it's 79 degrees and still sunny at 5:45. Winds are out of the southwest at 4 to 6 miles per hour, so it is windy out there, and Douglas Schumacher was predicting that for tonight. Actually, the winds are supposed to die down tonight, about 2 to 6 miles per hour, so that'll be good right before we have our stormy weather on Tuesday. Just wanted to let you know from the WRCO Lost and Found Department, found a red and white female collie mix. The dog was found in Muscadet. If you find this dog, or if you're the owner of this dog, I should say, give a call to 608-604-8213. Also lost a female dark gray dog wearing a pink collar. Answers to the name Rosie. The dog was lost in the area of County A and Highway 56. Give a call to 608-604-3922 if this sounds like your dog. Also, another lost dog, a male silver lab wearing a red collar, was lost in the Reedstown area. If this is your dog, give a call to 608-790-0269. And a reminder, if you're hungry, be sure to stop in at the St. John's Lutheran Church, because the Boy Scout Troop 81 is hosting a spaghetti dinner fundraiser, and that goes on till 7:30 this evening in St. John's Church basement right here in Richland Center. Funds will go towards helping with summer camp fees.
The annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th to have your items listed in wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction, Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. And if you need a grill, check out the Louisiana Grills or Pit Boss Grills. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain. Pick the one you want for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Also, do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
You've invested a lot into your home. Whether it's old or new, a hidden electrical hazard could silently develop into a fire and destroy what's most important to you. Smoke detectors alert you once a fire has already started. Imagine if you could prevent these dreadful fires before they start. Now you can with Ting, the next generation in fire safety. Ting is an easy-to-install smart sensor with a connected app that keeps you in the know 24/7. And the best part, it's free with State Farm. Call, text, or email us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
The decisions you face when planning a funeral might seem overwhelming at first. We're ready to help. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We can help you make choices one by one and make the journey one of love, healing, and life celebration. Our staff at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is committed to providing support, compassion, information, and directed as needed for everyone dealing with loss and grief.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
WRCO 100.9.
Me in and played my mind. Just like a toy, you would crank and whine. Baby, I would give to you what out. You left me lying in a pool of doubt. And you're still thinking you're the daddy Mac. You should have known better, but you didn't, and I can't go back. Oh, life goes on, and it's only gonna make me strong. It's a fact. Won't you get on board, sing it back, cause you can't go back. And sold me out. Baby, shame on you if you fool me once. Shame on me if you fool me twice. You've been a pretty hard case to crack. I should have known better, but I didn't, and I can't go back. Oh, life goes on, and it's only gonna make me strong. It's a fact. Once you get on board, sing it back, cause you can't go back. But I didn't, and I can't go back. Oh, life goes on, and it's only gonna make me strong. It's a fact. Once you get on board, sing it back, cause you can't go back. Oh, it's a fight, and I really wanna get it right where I'm at. It's my life before me, and this feeling that I can't go back. Na 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 na, na life goes on. Na 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 na, na made me strong.
Na 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 na, life goes on.
was Leanne Rimes with Life Goes On. And time for me to wrap things up. Give you folks a break from me. Probably have had enough of me today. But I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your day. It's much appreciated. And I'll be back again tomorrow. I usually come on after a sports broadcast. The day looks good tomorrow. Looks like we're going to have baseball or whatever broadcast we have for tomorrow. But on Tuesday, it's up in the air. We weren't going to have a broadcast, but it's hard to say how the weather is. In fact, remember, the Richland Center game has been moved from Tuesday to Monday because of the incoming weather. So be on the lookout and be sure to listen to WRCO, and we'll keep you informed on what happens. So I'll be on tomorrow after the game until about the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow. And be sure to keep it tuned, because coming up shortly, we have Old Country with your host, Bo Hinrichs, and that'll be going on until midnight. And then we'll have some more great music over during the overnight hours. And then Philney will be in with the Light in the Milk House show tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock. So be sure to tune in for that. Taking us up to the top of the hour and Old Country is Mr. Clint Black. From 2004. He's singing about the boogeyman, folks. Yes, I think it's definitely time for me to get out of here. Not going to complain with that weather out there anyways. But thanks again, everybody. Have a great evening. And please, stay safe.
Next to Louisiana on the Texas side, there's a little country joint where they let it ride. There's a boogie-woogie-man on the piano. You feel better than the boogie woogie can, so don't you be afraid of the boogie man. He'll take you down to New Orleans where that rhythm all began. So don't you be afraid of the boogie man. Grandpa's in the corner in his fishing clothes, wheeling to the rhythm everywhere it goes. All the boogie woogie babies tearing up the get a little bit, they want a little bit more. They've never been afraid of the boogeyman. Nothing makes you feel better than the boogie woogie can. So don't you be afraid of the boogeyman. He'll take you down to New Orleans where that rhythm all began. So don't you be afraid of the boogeyman. Of day, that boogie woogie man will be slipping away. Although you're never gonna know it when he's out of sight, he'll shut a jukebox down again tomorrow night. He's never been afraid of the boogie man. Nothing makes you feel better than the boogie woogie can. So don't you be afraid of the boogie man. He'll take you down to New Orleans where that rhythm all began. It works for man.